Okay, today's daf is Psachim daf Ayin Beis, and we are in Yerushalmi, and we are on Ayin Aleph Amud Beis, continuing Perek Ha'isha, different rules and regulations about Karban Pesach. So we have the Gemara that discusses till when can you be assigned. We mentioned that there's a Din D'Araisa, that one has to be Nimna, one has to be appointed to a Karban Pesach before the Zman of the Shechita. Until when can you change your mind and go to another group? That's a machlokas tanoim. That's a machlokas we had in our Mishnah. The Tanakhama says until Shechita. Rabbi Shimon says, no, for that, to pull out, you have until the Zrika. So that's what the Gemara talks about now. About eight, five lines off at the bottom. Minayin shehein mimanin. And Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky's girsa is minayin shehein mechayim. How do you know that you have to be appointed? And you only have until appointed before Shechita, and the Tanakhama says that's the cutoff point too. Nemar kan se, benemar b'mitzrayim se. It says here, by sela beis avos, by Karban Pesach, and it says by se in the Mitzrayim, that you have to take a se. Ish l'fei achlo, it says here, ish l'fei achlo t'choso ala se, and it says there, ish sela beis avos, so ma se, nemar b'mitzrayim, just like the se, that it says by Mitzrayim, chai velo shachut, just like the said by Mitzrayim is alive. I've said that they took, I've said, kan chai velo shachut. So to the said that they, is referred to here by Karban Pesach, always it has to be chai, so you have to be appointed before Shechita. And the Tanakhama says that's when you have to, what, after Shechita you can't re-decide to go to a different group either. My time to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon though says that you can pull out until Zrikas Hadam. So Rabbi Shimon says, well, why not? Ilu Mesu ben Shechita leZrika, Shema en Abayla Miskaprim. If some of the group pulled out between Shechita and Zrika, does the rest of the group lack kapara? They're gonna get kapara. They're gonna fulfill Karban Pesach. As long as there are some of them left, of course they would be. So ma be mesu, ma be mashchid baneim, baleim, mishdeim meimendo. What's the difference if some of the group dies or some of the group pulls out, and goes to find another karban to be yotze with. So again, that's Rabbi Shimon Shita. It shouldn't make a difference. It doesn't hurt for somebody to pull out after Shechita, before Zrika, in that circumstance. Just like if they die, they wouldn't affect the rest of the group. So too, if they pull out, it won't affect the rest of the group and it won't affect them either. They'll be able to go and register with a different group. Good. Says the Mishnah on the top here of Ayin Beis Amud Aleph. Hamamne Acherim imo al chelko. If somebody appoints others with him al chelko, what does that mean? There's a whole group of 10 people, and one person decides that he's going to add in four other friends to the group. Four other friends to the group. He's going to add, so that'll be 14. But he didn't ask everybody else if it's okay. Right? The Karban Eidah says below dasa chabura, without the dasa the chabura. So if somebody does that, so fine. Rashan, he could do that, but only from his portion. Rashan litan lo et shalo. So the rest of the group could give him his portion and say, here, okay, you take this for all of you and your friends. And he'll eat with his friends that he didn't tell them about, and they'll eat from their group. Right? And therefore, the Mishnah reflecting the Shita that a Pesach could be eaten in two chaburos, in two groups. And here, they don't want to eat with him because they're not interested in the other people. Why? They're just not friendly. So they're nervous, right? They don't want to eat with strangers. Right, says the Rashi in Psachim that pay tes on a base. Shema ya'akvu aleim asuda. Maybe your friends, they like long drawn out meals. I don't want such a long drawn out meal, right? I want to make chatzos. I want to make chatzos berevach, and I want to be able to sing hallel slowly. So, you know, who knows? Who knows what? I don't know who you're planning to bring. So, Tosas also discusses what the reasons are. But either way, they're allowed to say, you know, we're not interested in having the Seder with them, and therefore you could have your own. Says the Gemara. If you have a Chabura that all of a sudden they notice that one of the hands of one of the group is Yafos. What's Yafos? That's beautiful. So it's a Lashon Saginar. It's a euphemism. It means that there's somebody who's a glutton who eats a ton. Somebody eats a ton, says the Karban Eidah, Lishna Ma'alya, Shememar Lechal Harpe. He eats a lot. So all of a sudden the Bnei Chabura see this, that they don't want him to eat all of the food from the Seder. So Rashan Lomar Lo, they could tell him, Tochelkecha v'chol atzmecha. You take your chelek and you eat by yourself over there. Right? They could separate. Lo sof davar Pesach, and not just by Pesach. Not by Pesach, Ela afilu asu sinbol. Even if they're just having a meal. Stam a meal, only do with Pesach. Rashain, right? Even though if you're in a group, it's not a lack of derech eretz or a lack of appropriate behavior. You go eat. You could go eat in your group. So if they knew of his behavior beforehand, and they still got together with him and said, you could be with us, then you might say, no, that's like a built-in tenai, that they know what kind of eating habits he has, and they still, you know, agree to come together with him, so therefore they wouldn't be able to get out of it. 2 points. Number one, this halacha, interesting, you see in the Ein Mishpat, it says, look in Choshen Mishpat. So this is discussed in Shulchan Aruch Ramah, in Choshen Mishpat, in Hilchas Shutfin, Simin Kuf Ayin Vav. Kuf Ayin Vav. The Shulchan Aruch says, if you're a shutif, you should try to go like the Minag HaMakom. HaMishtatif Im Chavero Bistam, Lo Yishana Mi Minag HaMedina, Bo'os HaSchora, whatever the Minag is in that business, in that city, V'lo Yelech L'Makom Acher, V'lo Yishtatif Ba'im Acherim, and don't bring other people in. V'lo Yisasik B'Schora Acheres, V'lo Yimchar Ba'Kafa, El Adavar Shadarko, Limachadu Ba'Kafa. Only sell things on credit that are normally sold on credit. And the Rama here talks about if somebody sells on credit, so it doesn't sell on credit. So what do you do if he goes against the minhag? And then he quotes this halacha: Bnei chabura sha'ochlin yachad. You have a whole group of people that are eating together. Ve'echad ochel harbe, and one is eating a lot. Yecholin acherim l'salko. Then even though they're in a partnership, but if he's eating a ton, they could say, you know, we're not interested in this partnership anymore. We didn't realize how much you ate. Pischei Tshuva quotes the Tshuva's Knesset Yechezkel, that Mikol Makom, even though if they could ask him to leave now, Ein Yecholon Letovo Mei Ha'avar Masha Ochal Yoser Ad Inna. They can't ask him for back payment for what he ate more than what would be socially acceptable. The called Zman, Dolom Machalki, Mei Hadadi, Din Shutfes Lehem, She Yochal Kol Echad Kfi Ritzono. Because until they split up, so the understanding is that the person could eat, everybody could eat whatever they want. That is the interesting comment of the Rama and the Pischei Tshuva's comment on that. Okay. Says the Gemara now. We talk about eating a lot. It's also important to remember the comment of Rabbeinu Tam in a few places in Tosfos in Shas. One place is in Nazir on Daf Chav Gimel, where the Gemara there discusses the Pasuk that we have in Navi, the Pasuk in Whereas this pasuk in Hosea, Yisharim Darchei Hashem, the ways of the Hashem are straight. Tzadikim Yelchu Bam, Uposhim Yikashlu Bam. Tzadikim will go in the ways, and those who are negligent, Yikashlu. So the Gemara is assuming that the pasuk is referring to two different types of people, but they're doing the same thing. Because it says, Yisharim Darchei Hashem, Tzadikim Yelchu Bam, Uposhim Yikashlu Bam. So Mashal, the Gemara says, L'shnei B'nei Adam, Shetzalos Pischeim. The Mashal is for two people who roasted their current Pesach, Echad Ach L'Shem Mitzvah, one of them ate at L'Shem Mitzvah properly, Ve'echad Ach L'Shem Achila Gasa. And one of them ate L'Shem in a way of Achila Gasa, a totally full, he's already full, Achila Gasa. Right, we said before, Alasova means becoming satiated, but Achila Gasa here means beyond that. So Zesha Ach L'Shem, they both ate current Pesach. But says the Gemara, Zesh Achlu Shem Mitzvah, Tzadikim Yelchubam. Zesh Achlu Shem Achila Gasa, Uposhim Yikashlubam. Right, so that's they're both in the Kor Pesach. One of them is a Tzadik, one of them is a Posheya. Says the Gemara, Amar Leir Shlokish, Hi Rasha Karislei. You're calling this guy a Rasha? Because he ate Kor Pesach when he was full? You're calling him a Rasha? Nihi Deloka Ovid Mitzvah Menamuvchar, Pesach Miyaka Ovid. Fine, he didn't do the best, he didn't act the most appropriately, Mitzvah Menamuvchar, but he did a Kor Pesach. Ella gives a different mashal. No, a different mashal. The Gemara says, mashal shemini adam ze ishto v'achosu imo, ishto v'achosu imo. Okay, different mashal. That's not our issue now. But the Gemara says clearly that, what do you mean? Achila gasa, he's yotze. He just don't call him a rasha. So Tosfos says, but what do you mean? Tosfos says, mashma da achila gasa shma achila. It's mashma from here that achila gasa is called an achila. Right, because that's what the Gemara sounds like. V'kasha, boy, you look in the last parak in Yuma, on da pei, the Gemara says there, if you eat achila gasa on Yom Kippur, you're pater. The lo shma achila. So is it achila gasa? Is it an achila or is it not an achila? So for Omer Rabbeinu Tam says that the trei in yane achilas gasos yesh. Right, there are two types of achila gasas. Right, original brisker. Right, svei dinim and achila gasa. The Yehuda Yoma, when it says in Yoma that it's not an achila, could go and shenafsho katsa b'achila meirov sovo. Right, that's talking about where he cannot eat. If he eats another thing, he's going to throw up. That achila gasa, you're totally full. You have no room for anything. You're going to eat something else. It's going to make you nauseous. That's an achila gasa. That's lo shma achila. Our achila gasa, you're full, but, you know, there's always room for jello. V'hacha she'ein nafsho katze, ela she'ein a roi of lecho l'teyavon. Right? So that's a different type of achila gasa. So it's a shema achila, lo shema achila. Two types of achila, achila gasas. Okay, so this person was eating, overeating somewhat, so they said, you know, please, go enjoy your own meal. We don't want you to eat us out of our whole meal. Okay, so that is that. So now we get to the machlokas between Rav Chuna and Rav Zeira. Says Rav Chuna amar hifrish pischo. Somebody is mafrish their Pesach. Va'amar amanas shalo yimane acher imi. Somebody is mafrish their Pesach and he says, I want to be the only one. Amanas, that it's only a hakdasha. If I'm the one, I'm only the only one of the Korban Pesach. So does that work? Yeah. Ein acher nimne imo. So then a person could do that. Nobody else could be nimne with him. Hifrisho stam. But if he's mafresh stam, like most of the time, somebody's mafresh a Korban Pesach, and then, as we said in the last year, then he's gonna get other people to join him and pay him for it. So hifrisho stam. Then komi sheyavou minuyohem. Rabbi Chuna holds, everyone who comes afterwards, it's like in his minui. What does that mean? It's retroactively considered as if the later people were included in the original Hakdasha and the minui. We'll see what the nafkaminas are, but that's Rav Chuna's opinion. Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha, b'shem Rabbi Zeira says, really? Masnisa Amrakein? Does the Mishnah assume that way? That later people who join have the same halacha as the original, but doesn't the pasuk say, "Im yimat habayis, ma'amei shemis matin v'holchin"? Yimat habayis means not just if there's the pasha pshat that there aren't enough people for the Korban Pesach, but there could be a miyut if somebody wants to change groups. Mismatin v'holchin, they could go and change a group. Bilvach yehesham, as long as there are echad mibnei chabura harishona, v'echad mibnei chabura shniya divrei Rabbi Yehuda, as long as there are some people from the original hakdasha and from the later hakdasha. Right, from the people who joined in, or who designated originally, and the people who came later. So you're at, and Div Rabbi Yehuda, right? Rabbi Yehuda Lashitasa, which we're gonna have. Rabbi Yehuda says you can't have a Korban Pesach for one person. Ein Shochtan Ala Yachid. So he says not only do you have to have one from the original, you have to have one from the new people also, assuming there was only one in the original. So you already see from Rabbi Yehuda there's a difference between the original and the later. Rabbi Yosa Omer, Beiman Arishon, Beiman Ashniya, Rabbi Yosa, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. As long as you have one, you have to have somebody there. It can't be a Pesach without anybody. Right? It can't be a Pesach without anybody because then there'll be a stain on the animal and then basically there'll be nitcha. Right? There'll be dichoy and then, that will be a problem. If all of them are Moshech Yedehem, that wouldn't be allowed. But Rabbi Yosef, as long as anybody's there, there's never a time where the animal is without a bialim. So then it is okay. So the Gemara says, now the diach. Pashtus from Rabbi Huda's opinion. If you say, like Rabbi Chuna says, that all later appointments are considered as if they're the original, then what's the difference between the first and the second group? Where Rabbi Huda says you have to have one from the first group and one from the second group. Why? Just have two from the second group. Right? So it must be that Rabbi Zeira says that Rav Chuna is wrong. That when the people come and are appointed, there are earlier groups and there are later groups, right? There are later groups, and they're not exactly the same. They don't go backwards, right? You have the person who originally was Makdish, and then the later groups that they come on and they're allowed to partake as well. Maybe this is connected to the machlokas we had yesterday about how it works with the limited hakdasha. Is it in the animals, in the money? Maybe it's connected, but the Gemara does not connect the two issues. So the Gemara says, "Manafik miyani al ma'inaf kamina." What's the nafgamina between Rav Chuna and Rav Zeira? Again, what's the machlokes? Rav Chuna says that when later people join the Korban Pesach, it's as if they were originally there. They go retroactively considered as if it's the original Hakdasha and the original Minui, while Rav Zeira says, no, there's the original guy, and then there's the later people. While my nafgamina, so three nafgaminas are given in the Gemara. Number one, Hifrish Pischo, Umashach Yado, V'nimna Acherimo. What happens if one guy is Mafrish the Korban Pesach, and then he decides he doesn't want to do it? So he goes to a different one. So basically it's left without an owner. It's left without an owner for a little while. And then somebody else comes in and decides that he's going to use that for the Korban Pesach. So is that kosher? Right? Do we say in between it had no owner and therefore it was Nidche, and therefore it's pushed aside permanently, so like Gemara says. Al daiti Rav Chuna, according to Rav Chuna, who says, well, whenever a later group comes, they're looked at as if retroactively they were from the original time, then kasher, this would be kasher. Why? Because then you look at it as if it never didn't have an owner. Because the second owner that comes we view it as if he was part of the original Akdash of the first guy, even though this first guy is not there anymore on the animal. Because it was a moment in time that the animal did not have an owner, and a current Pesach separate from its owner is Pasul. Right? Like the first mission, Zvachim. All Zvachim that are Nizbach Shelo Lishma are Kasher, but Lo Allo Bayam Shem Chove, except for Chatos and Pesach. Pesach was Mano, right? So Pesach has to have an owner. Nafkamina number one. Again, if there's a time in between without any owner. Al Daite next to Nafkamina, and we're going to go with the Karbana Eder of Chaim Nechinefsi's Girsa. Al Daite Rav Zeira, so we're going to switch the words. According to Rav Zeira, who again said that it doesn't go backwards, then Hektish Yachidhu. So then, if I'm Makdash Karan Pesach, even if other people later come, but if I'm Makdash Karan Pesach, and that's called a Hektish Yachid, Hektish Yachid who? Hektish Yachid Osa Tmura. And because it's Hektish Yachid, if the owner who is Maktish wants to do Tmura, he wants to violate Tmura, he's going to death the Avera. Because only a carbon Yachid is subject to Tmura, not a carbon Sibur or a carbon Shutfin. Well, carbon Sibur, we'll get into it now. Let's just talk Yachid versus Shutfin. So in this case, where a person was Maktish Karban Pesach, then violated Tmura, so is Tmura effective? So, says the Gemara, according to Rav Zeira, yes. Because only one person originally, it remains Hektish Yachid. Hektish Yachid Osa Tamura, and Hektish Yachid will be a Tamura. While Al Daiti to Rabbi Chuna, but according to Rabbi Chuna, Hektish Shutfin Hu. This will be called the Hektish of Shutfin, because everybody else is looked at as if their Hektish was originally, and therefore it's originally considered a carbon of a few people, and a carbon of a few people doesn't make Tamura, right? That doesn't make Tamura. Vein Hektar Shutfin Osa Tamura. So, Nafkamina number two between Rav Chuna and Rabbi Zeira about whether this is called a Hektish Yachid. Again, we're assuming that only one person originally was Makdashid. If two people were originally Makdashid, then nobody would say that it's Osa Tamura, because it's for sure a carbon of Shutfin. But if it one person was Makdashid, then this is Nafkamina, because you put the other's Hakdasha into the original. Right? That's a Tamura, that's the Halacha, the beginning. The Rambam, Tamura is the last set of halachas in Sefer Karbanos. It's four prakim of Hilchos Tamura. So beginning of Hilchos Tamura, the Rambam said, quotes this halacha, kala meimer loka, al kol behemo behema shiyamir. Anybody who's meimer, who substitutes, right? It's a lo sase and an ase. You're not allowed to do a tumura. And if you do, then there's an ase. If I who is smara, so yeh kodesh. So anybody who's meimer is lo ke, I'll call behemo behema, she yamir, she neamar, lo yachlifenu, lo yamir oso. V'yavu v'shlo asa maisa. This is one of the exceptions to the rule. Even though it's no maisa done. V'piyah shmua lamdu, she call mitzvahs lo sase, she ain ba maisa, ain lo ken alav. Generally, there's no malchus for alav shema maisa, chutz, Minishpa umemir umakalas chaver b'shem, except for swearing or memir. That's tumura umakalas chaver b'shem shlosh alavim elu I efshar sheyia b'hen ma'isa v'lokan aleim. It's impossible to have a ma'isa if it's about swearing or tumura. It's all about words. It's all about words. So you can't have a ma'isa, and yet you're gonna get malchus. V'lo malokan al tumura v'hari lav sheba nitak la'ase. But there's another reason to patu tumura. Not just because of lav shema maisa, and it's an exception to that rule. What about lav nidak lasei? Shei no marvim hamer yamir v'yehu smaraso yekodesh. So what about lav shema nidak lasei? Says the Rambam to answer that. Rei sheish ba asei v'shnei lavin. Because it has an asei in two lavs. So you don't say lav nidak lasei if there's two lavs. V'od shein lav sheba shavel asei. And also the lav and the asei aren't exactly parallel. Why? Here's the line. Sha'at sibur v'hashutfin. Ein osin tmura im hemiru. Tzibur and shutfim cannot make tmura. If their meimer doesn't work. V'yaf al pishein musharin shalo yamiru. Fascinating. They're included in the lo sase, says the Rambam. Of the don't do it, even though if they do it, it's not going to work. Because of the sugyas of Iyav and Mahani. Nimseis omer shahayachid shehemir hari hatmura kodesh. Afilu hemir b'shabbos v'lo ke'arban. V'echa mena shutfin shehemir o mi shehemir b'karban mikarban et tzibur. Ho v'yesh lobohen shutfis hari ze lo ke v'ein hatmura kodesh. Right, you get the iser, but not the asay. So that's an important discussion of tamura. See here, is it osa tamura or not? So according to Rev Zeira, that it doesn't go backwards. So it's called a carbon yachid. So it's going to be osa tamura. While according to Rav Chuna, no, it's not, because the later akdashes are put back into the original akdashes, and therefore it's called a hektish of shutfin and ein osin tamura. The Rambam, whenever we mention Tumura, we like to mention the Rambam at the end. I just read you the Rambam, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph of Hilchos Tumura. But if you look at the last Halacha of Hilchos Tumura, Perek Dalet, Halacha Yud Gimel, that's where the Rambam has the gorgeous formulation of Tumura. And he goes through what's the message of Tumura. This is with the Yireli. What's the reason of Tumura? Because the Rambam says, knows that the Torah knows the, the psyche of a person. And once we want to give a karban, then it's natural that we're going to try to go back on it. We're not going to want to give it. We're going to try to give a different animal. And even if in this time you're going to give a bigger animal, Torah says, no, you can't switch. Yor de Torah l'sof machsheves ha'adam, v'ksas yitzur hara, shetivo shel adam, note laharbos kinyano, v'lachus amamono. It's the teva person to want to be marbe his assets and to be careful of his money. V'yafal b'shenot v'hikdash, and even though he already promised, efshar shechazer bo v'nichem v'yifte v'pachaz b'shavyo. Maybe he's going to try to redeem it for less. The Torah says, no, you can't, and if you do, you try to be poda, you have to mosef chomesh, and if you try to switch it, you're not allowed to, and they're both kodesh. And then the Rambam adds at the end, one of my favorite lines in all of Mishnah Torah. V'kol elu hadvarim, k'dei lakuf yitzro l'sakin de'osef. All of these things, these mitzvos, are to strain out the yetzer and to fix the midos. V'rov dinei haTorah, most of the laws of the Torah, einon ela etzos me'rachok me'gadol ha'etzah. L'sakina deos uliyasher kalamasim. Most dinei Torah are etzos mirachog migadol ha'etza. Are advice from afar from the great advisor. Etzos mirachog migadol ha'etza. L'sakina deos uliyasher kalamasim. That's the Rambam in Hilchos Tumura. But that is all back to our Gemara, Nafgamina number 2, between Rabbi Zeira and Rabbi Chuna, about when a person is Makdish, and then a few other people join in, and are Nimne, do we view those new people also as original Makdishim and Minuyim or not? So Nafgamina number 1 was, it's left without an owner for a little while. Number 2 is it called a Behema Shutf, a Hektar Shutfin, or a Hektar Yachid? Number 3, Nimnu alav me'ab ne'alam ka'achas. What if about 100 people? 100 people are appointed as Karan Pesach. But as we'll see, the word ka'achas here is lav dafka. It means in a row, not all exactly at the same time. So if you have 100 people, which basically means it's going to be pretty hard, 100 people, to get a kezias from one little sheep. So, Rav Chuna amar imish kezias l'chol echad ve'echad kasher. If everybody can get a kezias, it's a very large sheep or goat, then fine, it's kasher. V'im lav, but if not everybody can get a kezias, puzzle, then it's puzzle for everybody. And nobody is allowed to partake of it, even the first people that were originally on the Pesach appointed. So that fits into Rav Chuna. It's considered as if everybody goes back to the original moments, everybody's equal. So if everybody's equal, everybody's appointed at the beginning, and there's not a kezias, then the whole thing is puzzle, because it's all shalola ochlav. It's all shalola ochlav. And Abba Rabbi Zeira, says, no, you go by the order. The first people that were appointed that still had enough to get a kezias, that is kasha for them. Makom sheish kezayis l'kol echad ve'echad mehem kasher. Up until the time that it's a kezayis, you can get a kezayis for each and every person, it's kasher. So those first people that came, kasher. V'yem la pasul. And if not, the later people, they're going to be pasul. But the first people are allowed to partake of it. So again, that's Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira, you go in order up until the time, and you don't go backwards. Zeira's, they don't go backwards. V'tani kin, the Brisa says it's beferish like Rabbi Zeira. Nimnu alav v'chazru v'nimnu alav. If you had some people that were appointed on Karan Pesach, and then you had more people and more people and more people. So, and then all of a sudden at the end, there's not enough. Kezayis for each person. So on makam sheish kezayis l'kol echad v'echad mehem, up until the time that there's a kezayis for each one, kasher. So then fine, that's kasher. V'yem lav pasul. But if you pass that time, now there's no longer enough to get a kezayis for each person, so then that would be possible. Good. Says the Mishnah. Zav shera'a shteirios. So now we're talking about people who were tamei. So we know, we spoke a lot in the previous parak about tumah hutra b'tzibur, dechuyah b'tzibur, but if there's a yachid that's tamei, so a yachid that's tamei is pushed to Pesach Sheni. Pushed to Pesach Sheni. What happens if their tumah is about to end? Their tamei on Erev Pesach, but they're going to be tahar by the time Erev Pesach ends. So are you allowed to shech the karban based on their future status? Because you know that maybe they're a tful yom now, that they're going to be tahar, they're going to be able to eat it tonight. So what do you do in that case? So it says the Mishnah, yeah. So the rule is basically going to be, if they're going to be able to eat the karban Pesach tonight, then you shech it for them. Zav, Sharash, Deirios. Remember the rules of Zav and Zava. Zav and Zava is an illness. It's called an illness, something unnatural. A Zav, the rules of Zav, as described in the Mishnah in Zavim. If a Zav sees once, it's like a Balkari. So he has to go to the mikveh and he's tar that day. If his avsi is twice, either on the same day or in 2 days, then he's what's called, he's called a zav, not just a balkari, and he has to wait 7 clean days. He has to wait 7 clean days, and after he goes to the mikveh on the 7th day, and that night, he could eat kachim already. Right? Because if he only saw twice, he's not a mechoser kippurim. He only saw twice. He has to go to the mikveh in mayim chayim, one of the few times in halacha that you need mayim chayim spring water, not just mikveh water. Mayim chayim. Also by paraduma, you need mayim chayim. So, azav that sees twice, shochlan al bishvi. If his 7th day is Erev Pesach, then fine, he's gonna be able to go to the mikveh today, and tonight he's gonna be able to eat Karan Pesach. So as long as his day 7 is going to be Erev Pesach, you're good. There is a machlokas in the Bavli and Dafsadi. Did he have to go to the mikveh already for you to do the shchita for him? So the Karban Eidi here quotes one shita. Quotes the shita of yes. Because now there's nothing more except waiting for the night to happen. So that's a machlokas amoran in the Bavli. It could be, well, he could go to the mikveh in an hour. So you can still shech for him. Okay. So, Zav Shara, so if Zav saw twice, so he could go to the mikveh on day 7, that's it. Rosh Shalosh, but if Zav saw 3 times, then what's the halacha? He's a Zav, he has to wait 7 clean days, go to the mikveh, and then wait till the next day, day 8, to bring a karban, because he's mechusar kippurim without that karban. So then, the Erev Pesach has to be his 8th day. Rosh Shalosh Shochtan Lav Bishmini. If he saw 3, and therefore he's not until day 8 can he bring his karban, so then he, you have to wait until Shmini. If it's not, then he's going to have to wait till Pesach Sheni. V'chein shemeres yom k'neged yom, and also by a woman, by a zava. If a woman has a re'iyah outside the days that she's supposed to be a nida, nida is natural. Nida is not an illness. Nida is natural. And the Baruch Hashem, the fact that a woman has a period, because it means that her cycle is good, and therefore Baruch Hashem should be able to become pregnant. But if she sees 1 day out of that cycle, not in the 7 days, but as the Rambam says, or Chazal, the 11 days be nida l'nida. So she sees 1 day, so then she has to wait 1 clean day. If she sees 2 days, she has to wait 1 clean day. That's called Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom. So v'chein Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom, shochtan alav b'sheinui. So on her 2nd day, she could, right, she sees 1 day, she has to wait 1 clean day. Rosh shnei yamim shochla b'shlishi. She sees 2 clean days, she sees ziva for 2 days, so you have to wait 1 more day. On the 3rd, if the 3rd day there are Pesach, that's all you need. But a zava, but once she's a zava gedola, then she has to wait 7 clean days, go to the mikveh, and then bring a carbon the next day. So shochla b'shmini, just like the zav, you have to wait till the 8th day. The Erev Pesach is the 8th day. I haven't mentioned it in a while. Remember the machlokas between the Rambam and all the other Rishonim. The Rambam in Hilchas Yisurei Bia in Perek Vav quotes that what Chazal say about 7-11 is kavua for the rest of her life. Once a woman has her period for the first time, then she sees, she counts 7 days, that's Yimei Nida, and then 11 days. Says the Rambam, Kol Yimei Ha'isha, Miyom Shikval Aveses, Ad Shetamus, O Ad Shetiakar Aveses, Liyom Acher, Tisper La'olam, Shiva. Mitzchilas Yom Aveses, V'yachareyan Acharasar. Shiva, V'yachareyan Acharasar. V'tizar b'minyin k'dei sh'teda b'eish ha'tiradam. She should be careful to know if she's seeing Nida, which is not Chayav Akarb, doesn't need any clean days. Is she a Zava? She needs clean days. Is she a Zava Gedola? She needs Karbanos. Shekol Yom HaShalisha Kachin. Shivi mei Nida, V'yacharasar mei Ziva, Elam kin nefsika leida. Birth stops it. But we paskin the Magen Mishnah, because the Ramban and other Rishonim, that's not true. If a woman becomes a Zava, so then she doesn't become a Nida again until she finishes. Let's say on day 10 of the 11 days, she has her 3rd day of Ziva. Then she has to count Shiva Nikiyim, and she doesn't start the 7 clean days, 7 days of Nida until she has a period again after those, after the Ziva. So Machlokas Rishonim, most Rishonim passing against that Rambam. Okay. Says the Gemara, Tani Rabbi Chiya, some cases that were not mentioned in the Mishnah, Nida. So Nida is not mentioned. So Nida, Shachta Labishmini. By a nida, what's the halacha by a nida? A nida, unlike a zava, a nida, bizman azeh, we treat every woman who sees dam like a zava gedola. Right? That's the chumr de Rabbi Zera. Afilu ro estivas dam kachardol, yoshevas lav shiva nekiyim. But in the days of the Torah, the days of the earlier, the Meshech Chachma has a line that we're going to have to go back to nida and zava because there's a nafgamina between karbanas. So if a nida, mida raisa does not need to have any nekiyim. At the end of the 7 days, her nida starts, so she starts counting 7 days. No bedikas. At the end of the 7 days, then she does a bedika. If her bleeding stops, she goes to the mikveh that night. That night. Nida goes to the mikveh at night. So therefore, she has to tful yom. She has to wait till harif shemesh of the following day. And therefore, nida shakla alevishmini. So a woman is a nida. So she has to you'll kishecht on her behalf if her eighth day is the Erev Pesach. Again, many, many women, l'chora, you know, were nidas, Erev Pesach, and they couldn't eat the Karan Pesach. Bo el nida, there's a special tumah. Bo el nida is not only an isser, it's chiv kares, if it was bemezed, but it was b'shogeg, a man didn't know he was bo el nida, then the tumah, though, transfers. A bo el nida is the same tumah as an nida, except in one respect. And that is the last day. It's 7 days, not 8 days. He could go to the mikvah on day seven. She can't go to the mikveh until after day seven. But a bo'al nida, shochel al b'shvi, even on the seventh day, amr Rav Yosef, ha'ta amr, because this teaches me, sha'bo'al nida tar, b'yom ha'shvi shalo. A bo'al nida can be tahar on his seventh day, he goes to the mikvah, and then he's a tful yom, and he can eat the karban that night. So these are just the rules. Again, if they're going to be able to eat it that night, so then you shecht for them. If they're not going to be able to eat it that night, then you don't shecht for them, because they're not going to be able to eat it. You have to eat it, Rav Karan Pesach, only that night, either until chatzos or until the morning, but it's either then, only that night, and therefore you wouldn't shecht for them. Okay, I'll have to stop here. Again, there's a lot about Temura, about Nida, about Zava, major sugyas, Be'ez Hashem, coming up also next time. We have some major sugyas as well, Aninus and other important topics.